USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Terrorism is believed to be a factor in a shooting at a naval air base in Texas.
We are working diligently with our state, local, and federal partners on this investigation, which is fluid and evolving.
FBI Special Agent Leah Greaves, a suspect, was shot to death this morning at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi after the person shot a Navy police officer. The officer was taken to the hospital and released. President Trump, touring a Ford plant in Michigan, says he had a mask on but took it off.
I had one on before. I wore one in this back area, but I didn't want to give the press the pleasure of seeing it.
The president did show his mask to the press, and House Foreign Affairs Committee Democrat Elliot Engel is threatening to subpoena Secretary of State Mike Pompeo over documents used in Hunter Biden's investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired, and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Federal regulators have warned for more than 20 years of inadequate spillways at a Michigan dam that was breached on Tuesday, sending floodwaters raging into a city of more than 40,000. Documents show that regulators were warned that the Edenville Dam could not handle a massive flood. In fact, it even lost its license back in 2018. Republican Congressman John Molinar from Michigan says now someone needs to be held accountable.
We're going to have to look and see what could have been done to have prevented this because clearly it was something that we knew was coming and it was a matter of time and action should have been taken.
The congressman speaking there on Fox News. And more than two dozen Republican senators are urging the Justice Department to look into Planned Parenthood receiving improper loans from the Paycheck Protection Program. Lawmakers curious how Planned Parenthood received $80 million in loans from the federal government. Planned Parenthood so far not saying if they're giving back the money. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Travel restrictions are continuing between the United States, Mexico, and Canada until June 22nd. The Department of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, announcing that non-essential travel will be restricted. Wolf telling Fox News this is key to keeping Americans safe.
This is critically important because what we're trying to do is we're trying to protect the American people. We're trying to protect the DHS workforce and others that are in our care and custody to make sure that we're not introducing COVID and COVID-positive individuals into these Border Patrol facilities. And that is critically important when we talk about the security of the American people. If you go back a year ago, we had over 20,000 migrants in our Border Patrol facilities. Today, we have about 100 to 150. And so being able to manage those individuals, wow, isolate them if we need to, has really just been a game changer. And that's, again, for the protection of Border Patrol officers that are on that line every day that don't have the ability to social distance, don't have the ability to do a lot of common sense things that we're telling the American people to do. We need to make sure that those officers can go home to their loved ones every day and come back to work and do their job to protect the homeland.
Republican Congressman Steve Scalise is going after China over its role in the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking during a subcommittee hearing, the Louisiana congressman said China lied to the world about this disease. The House Minority Whip is accusing China of hiding evidence and keeping medical supplies for themselves. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.